More rain's in the forecast for today, tonight, and tomorrow morning. Looks like it'll end by tomorrow afternoon, though, and Sunday should be sunny. Highs are warm from the lower 60s today to the lower 70s tomorrow, and then the upper 70s on Sunday. The Rock Island Arsenal Garrison is limiting attendance to its annual ceremony honoring victims of 9/11 because of the pandemic. The remembrance is invitation only, but you can watch it on a live stream on the Garrison's Facebook page. Begins at 10 this morning. The address, facebook.com/Rock Island Arsenal. The Quad Cities has now topped 5,000 cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic began 6 months ago. Scott County reported 31 new cases yesterday. Rock Island County reported 26. 96 people have died due to COVID-19 here. Illinois health officials reported more than 1,900 new cases statewide and 28 deaths, including one in Henry County. 4 people have died there now, and 556 people have tested positive since the middle of March. Illinois' positivity rate has dropped below 4%. It's 3.8% over the past week. 9.6% is the rate in Iowa. State health officials reported 819 new cases statewide in Iowa yesterday and 20 additional deaths. Thanks to the pandemic, a Quad City social service agency is even busier than it was before. Herb Trix has more.
Executive Director Dwight Ford says Project Now already had plenty of work, helping people in Rock Island, Henry, and Mercer counties with housing, health care, and nutrition. Then COVID-19 demolished what little support many people had.
There are some that are kind of staple calls, which is rent and mortgage assistance and things of that matter, but now they're doubled in the amount that they need.
Ford says last month the derecho then made a bad situation even worse by forcing many people to throw out their food.
Think about the mental weight that is on families. The domestic violence numbers have increased.
But there is hope and help. He urges anyone having a difficult time in the Illinois Quad Cities to call Project Now and find out what sort of assistance they might qualify for, whether it's rent or mortgage assistance or help paying their electricity and water bills. I'm Herb Trix.
The top Republican in the Illinois House has filed a breach of public trust charge against Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan. The action came yesterday as a special committee began investigating Madigan's alleged role in a decade-long bribery scheme at the state capitol. The Justice Department's criminal agreement with ComEd, released in July, included admissions by the utility company that it engaged in bribery with a high-level lawmaker in exchange for favorable legislation. The lawmaker is identified as the House Speaker. Madigan did not attend yesterday's hearing and is denied wrongdoing. The process could result in discipline, including ouster. Black students at Western Illinois University say they deserve better treatment. As Rich Egger reports, they have issued a list of demands.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
A couple hundred people, mostly students, marched from the center of campus to Chandler Park in the center of town. Shakira Bailey helped organize the demonstration. She's vice president of Western's Black Student Association. Bailey says she's surprised by how blatant the racism can be in Macomb.
It's sad that they would continue to be ignorant in such an age now where that information is there and they know that this is not okay because it's everywhere.
Bailey says there were already plans to hold a demonstration in response to the murder of George Floyd and other violence directed at blacks in the U.S. this summer. Then a former Western student posted racist comments online, and shortly after that, the community held a Blue Lives Matter demonstration.
It's crazy that they would do that as soon as students moved in, too, so it's telling us they don't want us here.
Bailey says she's been subjected to racism, discrimination, and hate just because of the color of her skin. She says Blue Lives Matter irked her because police choose that career and know it comes with certain challenges. Students say they want Western to prove that it believes Black Lives Matter. More than 20 organizations sign on to a list of demands for the university. They include rebuilding the African American Studies Department and requiring all students to take 2 courses in that department. They also say Western should only support businesses in Macomb that support Black people and Black Lives Matter. Rich Egger reporting.
Augustana College has received an international award for excellence in diversity. Mariana Bacayao reports on what made the college stand out.
Of over 300 colleges and universities across the U.S. and Canada, Augustana was one of 90 total recipients, one of four in Illinois, and a much smaller institution than other winners. Dr. Monica Smith is the Vice President for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Augustana. She says the college's success in diversity isn't just about individual events, like when her office brought Yusuf Salam of the Central Park Five to speak on racism in the justice system, or individual policies, like the preferred name policy that allows students to choose what their professors call them. She says it's about being intentional when creating a positive campus culture.
It also means that we're not just doing a lot of things in a reactive way, but that we have a planned process that we're moving forward with, and that we're making sure that we're remaining relevant.
The Higher Education Excellence in Diversity Award isn't all Augustana is celebrating. The Quad Cities Community Foundation has awarded the college a $17,000 grant to host racial healing circles for the community.
The healing circles are centered around people's identity, and we will begin with questions and answers, and we will listen to each other and talk about what that feels like and try to understand both intellectually and affectively another person's experience and then be able to move on.
Smith says the grant money will go towards compensating speakers, technology fees, and refreshments in case these discussions are able to take place in person. This week, the college participated in Scholar Strike, a nationwide movement in which professors stopped coursework to host teach-ins on racial justice. I'm Mariana Bacayao.
Wilson Contreras had four hits to tie a career high. The Cubs overcame an early three-run deficit, beat the Reds 8-5. Cubs begin a weekend series in Milwaukee tonight. The Cardinals host Cincinnati this weekend after splitting a doubleheader with Detroit yesterday, winning the first game 12-3 before losing the nightcap 6-3. The White Sox were off. They host the Tigers this weekend. So this morning, the Cubs hold a three-game lead over the Cards in the NL Central. The White Sox hold a one-game lead over the Twins in the AL Central. I'm Jay Pierce.